Daf Dalad Amud Beis, the second Tosfos, the Ramaska Madiraisa of Bittel Baal Masagi. The Gemara just said that Bedika is Midrabbanon, because once you have a Bittel Madiraisa, you're good. You need no more. So the Bedika that we're requiring is only Midrabbanon. Tosfos brings Rashi. Pirush Bekunches, Rashi explained, Midachsiv Tashbisu, Vloiksiv Tevaru. Since the Torah uses the Lashon Tashbisu, and the Pasuk Ach Bayim Arishim Tashbisu Sorim Boteichem, the Loiksiv Tevaru, and doesn't use the Lashon Tevaru, Alma Hashvasa Belevi, we see that Hashvasa, the destroying that the Torah is requiring, can even be done Belev. That Tevaru is a physical action. Since the Torah doesn't require a Tevaru, a Biur, a removal, a destroying of the Chametz in a physical way, and the Torah uses rather the Lashon of Tashbisu, so we see that the hashvasa, the getting rid of the chametz, can even be done believe. That's what bittul is according to Rashi. The kosh the ri has a problem with this, with Rashi's explanation. The high hashvasa havorahi. He says this hashvasa in the Torah bayim arishin tashbisu is not referring to v'loy bittul. It's not referring to bittul. It's referring to davka havorah, burning of chametz. The sani b'shmeisim, because we learn on daf heyom and beis on heyom and aleph on the bottom, Rabbi Kiva Omer ein tzorich. The Kiva says in that Braisa, we don't need the Pasuk that the Tanakama brought, or Bishmal brought. Hari Oimer Tashbisu, the Pasuk says, Ach Bayomer Rishon Tashbisu, which he's now understanding to mean Bir Chometz, Umatsinu Lavora Shiav Melocho. And we know that we find that Havora, burning a fire, kindling a fire, on Shabbos and Yom Tov is an Av Melocho, because the Pasuk says, Leisivaru Esh Becholmesh Veisechem. So since, according to Rabbi Kiva, you would not be allowed to make a fire for Bir Chametz because it's an Av Melocho. So it must be that this that the Torah calls for Tashbisu, which he's understanding to mean Bir, must not be on Yom Tif, must be Erev Yom Tif. And that's Rabbi Kiva's Raya, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu comes Erev Yom Tif. And the thing is that Rabbi Kiva is saying that Tashbisu is teaching you Avoro, not Bittul, like Rashi said. Va'oid, to Tashbisu, Amrinu Kamon, Tashbisu brings another raya that Hashvasa cannot mean bittul, it must mean burning. Me'ach cholak, shumishay shoysu l'maylo. That the Torah learns, that the Gemara learns later on Daf Hey Amud Aleph also, on the top and on at the bottom, that from the ach, in the beginning of the pasuk, ach bayim arishin Tashbisu, is teaching you to split the day, that there's an iser of chometz from half the day and on, from after 6 hours, in the beginning of the seventh hour. And the Torah, the pasuk continues to say, "Ach b'emirishin tashbisu." That's when you do tashbisu. This inyan of tashbisu, if it meant bittul, how could the Torah be requiring bittul after this mana isser? It's not no longer in your rishus. You're not allowed to do bittul. So it must be it means beer that you do beer after this mana isser. But Vayter Tosfos has two rayas now from Rabbi Kiva and from this drasha of ach cholak that tashbisu comes after half the day, that it cannot mean bittul, it must mean biur, and therefore Tosfos comes with a different, the Ri comes with a different explanation of the word Tashbisu. V'oimeri, the Medeiraisa bittul ba'al masagi, what it means in the Gemara, the Medeiraisa bittul is enough to get you out of the problem of ba'ira ba'imotzei, Medeiraisa is mitam, the me'achash bittul, have a hefker. Once you're mevatel the chometz, it is hefker. V'yotzim yirshu so mutter. It left your rishus, and now it's mutter. So therefore, you don't have to come on to saying Tashbisu is bittul. No, Tashbisu means havara. But what do I mean that bittul works in a Madiraisa way? Means that once I make it hefker on a Madiraisa level, it's no longer mine. Midukam rinon, like we say Leran on Heyom and Beis, you're allowed to see chametz that belongs to other people and hegdish. So therefore, this chametz is no longer mine. I made it hefker, so I no longer have an issue of bayro baymotzei on a Madiraisa level. V'odar minu b'nedorim. Aye, this that we say in Nedarim Hefker b'Pnei Shloisha, that in order to make something Hefker, you have to do it in front of three people. So how could it be believed? How could you be being mevatel something on your own? The Tosfos answers in the Raisa ain't sorich. But the Raisa, on the Raisa level, I could do bittul and Hefker, make it Hefker on my own. So therefore, the Raisa, bittul ba'amasagi, on my own, believe, is enough according to Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, according to the Ri, I have a way out of Bayra b'Motzei. Medeiraisa, and there's no special mitzvah of bittul in the Torah that I have to do a mitzvah of bittul. But according to Tarashi, there is a mitzvah of bittul that comes from Ritash Bisu because he doesn't understand it like Tosfos does of Havara. He understands it to mean hashvasa the leaf.